Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April 9, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright, taking a look at yesterday's performance, mostly positive for the indices we follow on the video here, though notably negative for crude oil, down over 16% here with the sort of mark-to-market close there, bringing broader commodities lower. We did see most U.S. equity indexes up about 2% or more, international equities leading the way to the upside with EM up over 5%. Taking a look at the chart of crude oil, we see that reversal down into a column of us, this being the 2 point per box chart, but also a return to a sell signal with a double bottom break there at 96. Also saw a return to a sell signal on the default chart as well. But now we're looking at monitoring support there at 86. But additionally, worth bearing in mind that this morning we're even seeing shares trade back up as the apparent truce is being considered violated by both sides in some fashion. But at this point, seeing crude trade back up towards that $100 level. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. As for the US dollar, seeing the reversal down in those there at 99, we currently see that as the current level of support. Beyond that, we're looking at lows from January down there at 96. As for EEM, reversing back into a column of X's, moving up towards 60, climbing above the 50-day moving average there, putting in support here in the mid-50s with that higher bottom there at 55 on the default chart. Seeing the fund score improve back into that mid-5 range there as well. As for EFA, moving back above the middle of the trading band, 50-day moving average as well, and climbing to 102, just one box below its all-time high there from February at 104. As for U.S. equity indexes, we saw the Dow complete a second consecutive buy signal, completing a bearish bullish catapult there, pardon me, as it moved through its bearish resistance line, moving back into a positive trend, climbing up to 48,000 and matching the middle of the 10-week trading band there. And similar action in terms of seeing a positive trend reversal in the case of RUT, saw it return to a buy signal with a triple top break there at 25.60 as it rallied up to 26.20 there. Then looking at the S&P 500, saw a return to a buy signal, breaking that double top there at 6,700, completing a bearish signal reversal pattern there as it climbed up to 6,750 right there at the middle of the trading band. As for indicators, did see the BP for the NYSE reverse up notably, climbing from 40% here on the chart up above 50% up to 52% there. So now suggesting more than half of the roughly 1,800 stocks trading in the NYSE maintain point and figure buy signals. In terms of seeing that level of follow through, we've seen the multiple sell, which measures the inverse of that, but also looking for consecutive sell signals reverse down. So a bit of an additional positive there, seeing an indicator that measures negative action reversing down while others shifting higher. And we also want to give a shout out to the long-term positive trend charts for the S&P Small Cap 600 reversing up into X's there to 50%. We also saw the PT for the S&P Mid Cap 400 reverse up as well. Moving on to action from yesterday, Delta reporting earnings, positive Q1, though they did highlight fuel costs being sort of their headwind for the upcoming quartering, really even further potentially. But at the moment, looking at yesterday's action impact on the chart, saw a triple top break there at 69 for a second buy signal as it rallied up to 74, clearing resistance in the lower 70s there. Now the only level of resistance being that all-time high from February there at 76, support in the mid to lower 60s with the bullish support line there at 62. Looking at Meta this morning, sort of it along with CoreWeave taking headlines. Yesterday's action prop Meta back to a buy signal with a double top break there at 600. Seeing shares trade back up towards where we saw the chart move toward here in the 620 range from here. It takes move up into the 660s in order to move it back into a positive trend. And currently a 1-for-5 after seeing a market RSL signal towards the end of March there, but also seeing a reversal down into O's on its pure RS chart as well. As for CoreWeave, 2-for-5 or slightly better picture. Did see it move back into a positive trend with yesterday's action. As as it also returned to a buy signal with a double top break there at 89, seeing it similarly trade back up towards where we saw that column of X's there. But pretty volatile name here overall, as we see it sort of bounce around quite a bit. So one of those maybe more trading names you might keep an eye on. But at this point, do mark some resistance in that lower $100 range as well. But that'll wrap us up for this morning. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.